And this newscast is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news for the hour. In a recent circuit court proceeding, David Neal King was arraigned by Judge Prill on charges including assault or assault and battery and fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct. Represented by attorney Michael Morawski, King entered a plea of not guilty to both counts. The prosecution was represented by Timothy J. Rakowski. A pretrial conference has been scheduled for May 18th at 10 a.m. Bond was continued at $3,500 personal recognizance. The defense requested a 30-day adjournment to discuss a standing plea offer with the defendant. And Kenneth Harvey Convery pleaded guilty on Monday before Judge Prill to operating while intoxicated, third offense, in Huron County, Michigan. The charge follows a March 16th incident in Meade Township where Convery's vehicle slid into a ditch. Convery admitted to consuming intoxicating beverages before operating the vehicle. A preliminary breath test was done at the jail and registered him at a 0.15 blood alcohol content. This marks his third OWI conviction, with prior offenses in 1987 and 2011. Sentencing is scheduled for June 8th at 9 a.m. The felony charge carries potential penalties, including 1 to 5 years in prison, fines, jail time, community service, rehabilitative programs, and a mandatory immobilization of his vehicle. Bond remains set at $7,500. And Huron County residents will decide on several millage requests in the coming months. During today's county meeting, commissioners approved asking voters to renew the older citizens 0.2599 of a mill, and to renew the veterans' millage of 0.0800 of a mill, and to renew 0.400 mill to fund central dispatch operations. Those requests will be on the Tuesday, August 4th ballot. Commissioners also approved asking the voters to approve two new millages during the Tuesday, November 3rd ballot. The new request is for 0.0750 of a mill for 6 years to fund older citizen services, and there will be a new request for 0.4000 mill for 6 years for a public safety millage. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors. Like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. If you need a four-wheel drive, I also have a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's already set up for what you need with a towing package, power liftgate, heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, and a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 78,000 miles. You can drive it home for $16,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump with a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
And we're back with a look at more news. In local news, Motorcycle and Amish buggy collided Tuesday evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving three individuals in the road and unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to a request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies included the Michigan State Police, Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, Bingham Township Fire Department, and Sanilac Fire Department. Authorities have not yet released the conditions of those involved or details on what caused the collision. The investigation remains active. And the Great Lakes Fishery Commission, in collaboration with federal and state agencies, officially launched its 2026 lamprecide treatment cycle. The program targets invasive sea lamprey larvae in Great Lakes tributaries to prevent them from reaching maturity and predating on native fish populations. Crews will be applying specialized chemicals to specific streams and rivers throughout Michigan and the neighboring states. This annual effort is considered vital for protecting the multi-billion-dollar commercial and recreational fishing industries in the region. And the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, downgraded its global economic growth projection, citing the disruption of trade through the Strait of Hormuz. The report raised the global inflation forecast to 4.4%, driven largely by surging costs of oil, gas, and fertilizers. Geopolitical tensions in the Middle East were cited as the primary risk to international financial stability. The IMF warned that prolonged instability in the region could lead to further supply chain bottlenecks and reduce consumer spending in major economies. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. As well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
Are you waking up sore and stiff and feeling unrested after a full night's sleep? Then it's time to visit Ashley and Bad Axe for a new mattress. Additional signs that you need a new mattress may include having a smelly, dirty, or stained mattress, having a saggy, lumpy, or noisy mattress, having asthma, allergies, or breathing issues that are getting worse, or your mattress is more than 8 years old. Here at Ashley, we carry all major mattress brands, including Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Ashley Sleep, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Nectar. Our Sleep Gallery offers over 30 mattresses for you to try, ranging from extra firm to plush and everything in between. Memory foam, coils, hybrid, we carry it all, and we're here to help you find your perfect fit. You won't find service and selection like ours anywhere else. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe today, 1 year and 5 year, no interest financing available. Please see store for detail.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.